You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Black Men Podcast. That's right. Wanting to be heard in the black man's world. Simple, they're complicated. Just relax and observe. Breaking down of our families. Restruct the communities. To wake up and see. Only your losers are free. Your enemy is your memory. We at your door, black male delivery. Your enemy is your memory. We at your door, black male delivery.
That's a good Jackson. Yeah, back on the
side. That's what I do.
That's old school.
Yeah, you do the bow bow. All right, guys. What's going on? It's your boy Toshawn T.S. is who I am.
Trey Dot is who I am.
And we got a special guest.
Ski Sharp.
He ain't special.
In the building.
Damn, how you gonna say the bro ain't special?
Yeah, right. Special. Fuck all that.
You're now tuned in to the Black Male Podcast. This is episode 161. Bow, bow. Yep, bow bows. Your mic sounds good, bro. You sound groovy.
Yeah, let's go.
You know what I mean? So, man, first, gentlemen, how are we doing? How's everything going?
Lovely.
Straight, bro. Straight.
Always good to have a guest on the show.
Yeah, it's always good.
Glad
but like
here.
You say, he's
glad
not a guest. Here. He just...
No, we family. Well,
not a guest to us, but new to the world.
Right.
So that makes him a guest.
That's a fact, man. Yo, we growing with the podcast. Got a lot of dope stuff. The last episode was very, very good. I know we've been a little inconsistent, but we'll be back more consistent soon.
Life be lifing.
Life definitely be lifing. Like
stop acting like y'all don't know what that is.
That's a fact. That's a pure fact. Yo, so there's a lot going on. We don't really have a lot of topics. This man in the camera talking about his Love Mad shirt. But but I do want to ask this. Being that, and I know we said we was going to kind of stay away from the subject, but I kind of think we should touch it. P. Diddy. And we're trying to stay away from that topic, but I think we should, especially after the new allegations. They got 120 new documented cases against him. They said about, I think it was about 2,000 or 3,000 people now coming up. That's a lot of people.
He did that shit.
It's a lot of baby
I'm not gonna oil. Say he did that shit.
I'll say it.
I'm not gonna say
it. He ain't the only one doing that
it's
shit.
A lot
though,
of baby
right?
oil.
He did that shit.
Yeah, it's a lot of baby oil. It's a whole lot of baby oil.
Ain't no baby oil on them things.
It's a lot of baby oil.
That ain't regular baby oil, bro.
I'm definitely not saying. I personally, this is me. This is LaShawn Jones. You can follow me on TS is who I am on Instagram. I'll give you my socials. I think they're personally trying to railroad him. And I think he did something.
No, I do agree with the, they're trying to railroad him. They're trying to cancel him, but that doesn't mean he didn't do it.
No, I think he did something, but I don't think he did what they're saying to lock him up for.
No.
Because if you look at what they're trying to lock him up for, it's literally, they're saying trafficking. So that's literally.
Trafficking could be a lot of things.
No, I know, but they're saying people trafficking by flying women from one state to the next. Guess what?
The law is
all
so
us,
wide open with
all
that.
Of us is
well,
guilty.
That's what I said. Right now.
All of us
it's
is
a, it's an easy thing. This is what I'm saying. When I said he did that shit, I'm clowning, but this is what I'm saying.
Right.
He's basically doing something that's probably 1,000 niggas in Hollywood doing, if not more.
Shit, that 1,000.
Listen.
A
but
million
it's no
regular
different,
niggas.
But shit, it's no different from when we selling dope.
Right.
All of us ain't going to prison.
Nope.
They pick certain ones. And they grab them.
Right.
I don't want to see nobody get locked up. I'm just being silly. I don't want to see nobody get locked up.
Listen, man, if that's the case, people do it at their bachelor parties and stuff like that.
All the time. And you can get locked up every time if somebody wants to stick you. The law is funny. A lot of stuff that we do
right.
That's is against the law.
Right.
Hell, your wife can say you raped her because she didn't want to have sex with you last night. Legally.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And we ain't thinking of it like that, but.
No, that's a fact.
I mean.
It's sad.
I don't want to see anybody get locked up, man. I don't feel sorry for him either, though.
When it comes to the Cassie shit.
Nah.
Just I mean, because that's what everyone keep bringing up. Everyone keep bringing. When they bring up his situation, they bring up the Cassie situation.
Well, we saw that.
But we saw that. And we saw everybody, you know, you could kind of tell that shit was, something was weird over there anyway. Yeah. Then we see it. So it makes it make it even 10 times worse.
That's not enough for prison time, though.
That's not enough for prison time.
That's jail. You'll be out the next day.
I mean, sexual limitation. I mean, there's no time, actually.
Being a freak, and a creep is not a crime.
No, it isn't.
Some of the, if some of the allegations are true to the creepness,
right.
That's another level of creep. I mean, we all know creeps, bro.
It's not a crime.
Right? Some of that creep shit is.
A crime.
Some of that creep shit is if it's true.
Okay.
Because they took shit. We ain't there. No, so we can crack jokes, but right. I don't know. Right. But the stuff they saying is crime. What we see as a creep is just, yo, you a nasty nigga.
Right.
We all got that friend. Yo, yeah. Shay.
Yeah.
You a nasty nigga. Yo, man. You a nasty nigga. You a nasty buzzard.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man. I don't want to see nobody get locked up, though. If even a percentage of the allegations are true, right. This is my thing with it.
Uh-huh.
Now, we just clowning, but just realistically, none of us really know.
No.
And people are getting mad. Oh, he deserves to be locked up. We really don't. All we do know is he was beating on Cassie.
That's it.
Right? And we all got family members that beat on a woman. Not justifying it,
not
but.
Not justifying all.
And that's something that goes on.
The people that's complaining is.
Niggas complaining about beating on women themselves.
Dead ass saw a nigga that I don't deal with no more who known for beating on his woman. Mm. And everybody stopped fucking with him. Shorty kept going back complaining. Diddy ain't right. That shit he did to Cassie was wrong. I'm like. Nigga, hold on.
What are you talking about? Yeah.
What you talking about, nigga?
Yeah, you don't need to say like, nothing.
Yeah, quiet.
Yeah, shut your ass up.
Yeah.
But they pull the tapes out on your ass. You ain't got no money for no
lawyer. That's the thing I think that Diddy is about to fuck up because of the tapes. Because he was secretly recording people and them freak offs as they talk about.
I think
that's where he fucked up.
Look at it like this. All these people are grown ups.
Right.
They done been to multiple parties that this guy throws.
Yes.
They know what's happening. They know what's going on. You consent to all of this stuff. So
there's no consent form signed, though.
That's the sad part.
You know what I'm saying? A woman can change that up. That's the sad part. And we don't know the level of how things really went down. It could have been date rape drugs going on.
Right.
Allegedly the baby oil has some stuff in it. You know what I'm saying? We don't really know. We just talking.
I think they making that shit up, too. Something in the baby oil thing.
We don't know which parts are being made up.
We don't know.
There are parts being made up. Yeah. But we've said this on the Black Male Podcast probably since episode 2.
Yep.
Stop doing shit.
Stop doing shit. Stop doing shit, dog. You're right.
Bro, I done got in trouble with the law for a lot of shit that they should have left me alone for.
Right, right.
But I was in the line of fire.
Stop doing shit.
I did.
Yeah.
There it is right there.
I feel like we had to discuss it because we never talked about it.
You ain't scot-free.
He's definitely not scot-free.
You're not a victim either.
He's definitely not a victim. Definitely.
You see what I'm saying? Now,
Diddy is definitely
the
not
bad
a
thing about it is, and I mean, even R. Kelly did mad shit the way he deserved to get time for. But they really went in on him. Like,
yep.
Most,
I think he in jail for some shit he shouldn't be in jail for right now, neither, as well.
Yeah, I personally do too.
Underage girls.
My thing is this. No, my thing is this though.
Underage girls, you don't
the
be
there. Parents had this, had these kids at his
two
house.
Two different conversations. What you said. Then the parents need to be
the parents
charged
with
something as well.
Yes.
But that doesn't take away from him being convicted.
That's true.
That's two different conversations.
That's true. That's
don't
true.
Set him free because the parents filed.
That's true.
Now the parents need to take some heat as well. Yes, but I agree with that.
The sad part is that nigga should have been in jail since the early.
None of those tapes should have.
The late 90s, early 2000s.
The tape shouldn't have been possible because they should have got him back then.
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
no, everybody watched that damn tape. Everybody,
that's a charge.
Yeah,
that's supposed
because that's
it.
Child pornography.
Hey, it was a young girl. Yeah,
I seen it. It was terrible.
It's the worst shit
awful.
Ever.
It was terrible.
The worst shit ever, dog.
Nasty niggas watched the whole shit too. A lot of people.
A lot of people watch that shit.
We're not even going to say who did it at this table.
No.
I couldn't.
I'm not going to say it. You couldn't what?
I couldn't watch it.
And this is a nasty nigga right here. He said he couldn't watch it.
I couldn't watch it. Because it was a kid. You could tell it was a kid.
I think at that time, when did that tape drop? It was what?
Man, 90, 30 years ago.
98.
I was in
99.
I think I was in.
It was on his head.
It was in 90s. It was in
about
the
20 years ago, I can say. Because I was like in Maryland.
It had to be longer than 20.
Think so?
Yeah, it had to be longer than 20.
I don't know, because I was in Maryland. My man had copies of them. Maybe 25.
Maybe 25. Yeah, maybe I think more than 25. I think I'm with you there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely
in
with
between
you there.
20 and 30.
I was in high school when that shit dropped.
Yeah, I was in Maryland. Yeah, I was living in Maryland.
Think about that. I'm a kid watching. That was wild.
Because I remember.
Cause we all thought that shit was crazy.
See, how I remember is I had 100 copies of the joint.
Oh, damn. You was a peddler.
And I was, but I didn't. I ended up getting rid of it because okay. I thought about it. I was like, damn, this child porn,
that's
bro.
That's right. You was the DVD digger back in the day, bro.
Yeah. I mean, I just did some things.
All of us sold some DVDs.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. I sold porn, though. That was my thing.
You've been a nasty nigga for a long
for
time.
Bro, listen.
For a long time.
You can say that, but who's actually the nasty person when I'm selling them on a disc, 6 for $20,
yeah,
and people are buying 3 discs at a time for
$50?
That's
a fact. That's
every payday.
That's a fact.
I have 5. Every payday.
That's a fact.
That's
so who's bad? Me or them? I recorded. I ain't watching it.
You right.
But I'm going to tell you what's bad. Dude said, I want young girls. Whoa. I said, yo, I got the 18s. He said, no.
I want younger than, nah.
Yeah.
Nah. Punch that nigga in the face.
Shit, go to jail. Fucking one of them Vietnamese.
Nah. Because
I worked in the freezer, and most of the people that work, you know, filleting the salmon and all that shit, most of them were Vietnam.
Okay.
Yeah. And he was straight face. He didn't think he said nothing wrong. He said, no, I want young.
Nah. I ain't got that, bro. You got to go find somebody else
tripping.
For that one.
Yeah, he tripping.
Damn. But that went down a dark path quickly.
Well, that's what. Well, they didn't have problems with. They said it was underage girls.
Right.
Epstein had underage girls give him massages.
Epstein off this. Did he go off himself? Because they got him on suicide watch.
I thought Epstein was dead already.
No, I said Diddy. I know that.
I think he's too proud to kill himself.
I said Epstein washed.
I think he's too proud to kill
took
himself.
Took himself out. But
you know what I mean? I've had suicidal thoughts in my life. But like I said, the ski, I can't do it.
Nah.
I'm just talking shit. You know what I'm saying? Yo, bro, what
I
way?
I sat in the car with
what
the gun.
What way of suicide makes you think you can do it? I'm not shooting myself, bro. And I'm not taking a whole bunch of pills.
Yeah, I can't.
You know what I'm saying? I can't. Worst I could do, I'm just going to go sleep today.
Nah.
I'll take a day off and just sleep. I'll be back tomorrow.
I sat in the car with my gun in my lap,
yeah,
contemplating it. Like, really, I put one in the chamber, contemplating it. And something literally, as I'm looking in the rearview mirror, said, literally, out-of-body experience. Nigga, what are you doing?
But you know how many people try to shoot themselves
right in the
and
water.
Don't die?
Yeah, that'd be the worst.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you got to live with that.
Yup. You know, blue.
You don't know. You a vegetable.
You put your gun in your mouth and you shoot, and then you goes out the back of your head, never
well,
touches
your
brain,
jaw,
come
whatever.
Out your jaw.
Yeah.
You a vegetable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The biggest thing with suicide.
Not
necessarily.
Yeah.
The biggest thing with suicide is like the people that are hurt.
Yeah, you're hurting your family.
Behind.
You're hurting people behind
you. Your
children.
Yeah. Kids, wife,
you know
mother, father.
Mm. Even if you don't have a wife, you and your baby moms or your child's mother, hey, baby moms, y'all could be beefing. She don't want you to die like that.
Yeah.
And now she has to explain to the child. Well, even if you have an adult child, that relationship could have got strained. You could have just got close.
Yep. That would have happened to me, man. I was stressing. My daughter was baby, little. And I was like, yo, if I get myself out of here, I don't have to deal with this pain. And then I started thinking the same thing. I was like, think you stupid. Like, yo, your daughter never gonna know you. You want your daughter to never know who you are? You want, you know, your mom, she gonna be bugged out. You all the way in Florida.
But what
now
I do,
somebody gotta ship you back to South Carolina.
But what I do hate, though, and I'm kind of taking it somewhere, is like when we do go through those things, when we have support systems, it's like something, it's something inside of us not to use those support systems. But most of the time, we don't have them.
I ain't had
them. But when you don't have them, listen what I'm saying. Yeah. But when you don't have them for so long, when you do have it, you still aren't leaning on it like you're supposed to.
That's a fact.
You're basically trained not to have it. You have to learn it. It's like when you first get into a relationship with a woman you love, it's hard to get her to understand, like, yo, this is new for me. And then if they shoot you down, yo, you can shut down.
Yeah.
Now and then when you shut down,
to what I know.
But when you shut down, the first thing a person says is, well, you can't really love me then.
Yeah.
How does it mean that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Brothers fight every day.
Facts.
My brothers beat the fuck out of me, man. You know what I'm saying? But you still love each other.
Right.
I mean, that's an extreme example, apples and oranges. But even with that, man, them support systems, when you're not used to it, a lot of these people have people that would be there for them, but you don't recognize it because you never had it. Especially when you get our age.
I just started really using my support system the proper way. I just really started
using
my life the proper
way. But can you honestly say you've had it before and wasn't using it, though?
I don't know. I never tried, so I don't know.
But if you don't recognize it long enough, you're scared to try. Because especially when you're in a relationship.
I think the one time I tried, I got shot down.
That's my point.
I understand. We've been living in a society that tells men, man up.
Yes.
Be a man.
Yep.
That's destructive,
what are you doing?
Man.
You're a weakling. Yep. What are you doing? I mean, yeah, it's destructive.
Bro.
And then you grow up and then you just pass that same information.
When you fall in love with a woman, if a man do it, you ain't tripping over no niggas. But when you fall, and I said this to my father before, when somebody just really means that to you,
right,
and they shoot you down, son, that can be a life or death moment. And I said to my father all the time, I said, what you don't understand is what you say and this person say could be the same thing, but when you say it, there's power to it.
It's power, yeah.
Because you're my father. I'm sitting there trying to talk to you, and you're ignoring the fuck out of me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're saying to me, well, I didn't know that. And I'm like, I was just here telling you.
Right.
So you're not listening to me. You're not hearing me. And then you shoot down everything I'm trying to do. It's like being excited as a kid, and you come home to mom, and you're excited because, you know, you got aspirations to be a doctor or a lawyer or something. They're looking at you like, boy, ain't nobody going to let you be no doctor.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Your own parents shooting you down.
Well, you got to understand a situation like that. Mm-hmm. That's how they were raised.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Got to break the chains.
Right.
We can't use that.
Think that, but...
It's up to us to break the chains.
Right.
I think.
Yeah,
we can't go back. Right. But some of us ain't even breaking.
Because I look at like my mom's. I love my mother, but it was just her. I didn't have a father figure. So I've been a grown man for a very fucking long time, and I didn't realize it until later in life. I'm like, God damn, I've been an adult. I've been in every adult situation you could think of since I was fucking 13, 14 years old. My son's age, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
My current son's age, when I see him do shit and I was like, yo, he's able to be a child because I've broke the cycle by not being what I was seeing, what I've seen and what I was taught. And I noticed that, yo, I had a thought recently and I was like, yo, I never thought how much I love being a parent a couple weeks ago when like my daughter, 24 years old, hype as fuck to hang out with me. Hype.
It's going to stay that way.
Hype as fuck to just want to chill.
It's a lot of time to bring back.
My oldest son, hype to tell me how football was going and his struggles. His struggles with football and dealing with people and dealing with his coaches and not getting playing time, but then not wanting to quit, wanting to work out more. And then my youngest trying to figure out himself as he grow up. And then all three of them coming to me, talking to me, telling me shit, having a conversation with me, want to divulge information.
Yeah. You left the door open.
Right. That's the one thing I will say my mother did. We always can go to her and have a conversation. And she was always say, just be respectful with your conversation. But you can tell me whatever you want. Definitely. And that's the same thing with my kids. I'm like, yo, just be respectful with your conversation. But I don't give a fuck what you say to me. I leave the door open. I don't judge. I'm like, you know, I got a 24-year-old daughter that's dealing with boys, different relationships, trying to find herself as a businesswoman, and then her world as she find out what she wants to do with her life. And then I have a young man that's about to start high school soon, and I got to mold and go,
and
have his eyes open to watch out shit. That shit, and I sat back, yo, I ain't gonna cry, yo. I started crying, son. And it wasn't like a crying from I don't know why the fuck. Soon I get my damn 40s, I'm crying a bunch.
Get mushy,
bro. Mushy the motherfucker.
It's all right.
I've been driving sometimes and cry, bro.
Bro, right. And I was sitting there crying, and it wasn't like tears of sadness. It was like tears of joy that I'm like, yo. Motherfuckers told me I wasn't going to make it to be a certain age. Motherfuckers said I wasn't going to do this. I've did everything that everybody said I wasn't going to do times 10, and I'm able to have a relationship with my daughter when we didn't always have a relationship, and then watch my boys in a house with my wife that I actually fuck with. Like, me and my wife are friends. Like, that's a lot of motherfuckers ain't friends with their partners.
Yeah, it's because you can't quit.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's all part of the grind. Like, you never know when you're going to get the reward from the grind.
Right.
But the thing is not to stop the grind. And the issue with the grind is, it's hard, and I think I told you about it, it's hard to have that transparent conversation within the grind.
Yes.
Because everybody wants to act like they got everything figured out and they got things going.
And we
don't. No, but you're cheating yourself when you do that. You know what I'm saying? Because the times, you know, we haven't done it in a while, but the times you sit there and you really have those transparent conversations, it can wake you up. It can uplift you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And also, you know, declutter the mind a little bit. Because a lot of times, man, you might be in a rut and don't even see it because you're functional.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you owe your children, you owe your wife 100% of you.
Right.
And I also wish, and not no sucker shit, I just wish more women would understand some of these moments.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I think from people I know, it's better. Because I know a few people that have some dope relationships. But I think just the climate of just existing, a lot of times when you do vent, you know, you looked at like an old sucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if your woman looks at you as a sucker because you're having a rough day, what's going to happen is you're going to have more rough days because you're never going to tell her.
Nope.
And a lot of us don't have friends we can talk to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Whether it's losing a job or if you're doing contract work, maybe the contract is over and the next one don't come.
Right.
Like I told you, one time I lost 3 contracts in like 2 weeks. Like,
shit, I ain't working you know, 2 months.
And, you know, shit happens.
Out there hustling, you know making shit happen. But
I mean, I went 18 months without working one time. But it's like, who do you talk to about that?
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can lose your relationship sometimes just over that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, damn, I thought we was doing this together. It's like, you almost feel like, okay, we're doing this together as long as everything is good.
It's good, yep. As soon as shit go awry.
And I'm not saying everybody is like that. And I don't even, some people I don't.
Yeah, that's definitely when you find
out. That's when you find out.
Yep.
I would say yes and no. Sometimes, certain situations can't even be defined. Because it's almost like, just like when we see situations we don't understand, we react. When a woman sees stuff they don't understand, they react. And a lot of times, they talking to the wrong people.
But their reaction be so sporadic and in the wrong place.
Well,
man.
We react over facts.
Yes.
Right?
I do.
Men react over facts.
Women react over emotions. Yes.
See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. See, we just said the same words. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah. My wife and I had this conversation just the other day.
But a lot of women will argue with you about that. It's the truth. The strongest woman, and I know some strong women. Trust me. I know some women that go get it.
Yeah.
But they still emotional when it's time for a decision.
Yep.
And you don't want to be in a position where you feel like you're competing with your lady.
Never. Yes.
Because you know who loses every time.
Oh, we going to lose. Okay. Like a
as long as we agree.
Yeah, we going to lose.
Oh, you don't lost that.
But you know what we do? We keep trying that bullshit. That but we keep trying it.
We do.
I'm tired of losing. You lose every time, man. you're not going to win. I don't care if you're right.
We're just different, man. You know.
We're supposed to be different.
Men, we'll try to figure it out as we go along. But a woman, she'll be like, no, you should already have. Listen.
I'll say this. The best thing to describe that whole process.
You just pull the trigger.
You know, remember? Did you see that video with this two Spanish people?
I'm gonna see something in 10 seconds. He's pulled the trigger.
I know you did. That's why I'm gonna let you rock. You ever seen that video with the two Spanish people where they was moving the bottles, and they moving the bottles and they trying to match the colors from below, and then when they move the bottles, a person will say, "You got one, okay? You got two." Uh-huh. Every time the dude got it right, she will move them. And he'd be like, "No." She would. Okay. Then it'd be zero. He'd be like, "No." And then he'll move them again. 3 right. Did she a move it? No, it's not. It's this one. No, now there's only 1 right. Kept doing it until at the end, he got him. He just pushed her. Got them all right. And he stopped. How many? And then he said, "See, I told you." And then she was like, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's women not listening. Over emotional. Just doing some shit. And we're like, yo, it's a method to this process and what we're doing. Just kind of let's follow this process for me, please.
I think a lot of women do want to be led and submissive, man, but they're just something blocks them from doing it, just like something blocks us from actually falling in love and committing.
But that's your past, because a lot of times people take their personal past and bring it to what's popping.
It is, but you need to be able to.
That's a natural emotion.
But you need to transparently be able to say that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then we can work through it, because we all have it. That's why a lot of times men don't want to be in relationships, because we might have dealt with baby mothers.
Right.
And I don't like the word baby mother, but for the reason why I'm saying it, baby mothers, ex-wives, and women cutting tires and busting glasses.
I ain't never dealing with no shit.
You know what I mean? I had a chick breaking in my truck one time, got my truck broken into because she was mad and all that stuff, man. And, you know, it's just, hey, it's some crazy stuff out there.
First person, bust one of my tires, that's a wrap. We ain't dealing.
Even if it's a wrap, it still happens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It still goes down in history.
I guess you're right. It does.
It's wild. And I don't know what makes, I guess, either way, I'm not going to say men or women. I don't know what makes people think they have the right to damage other people's property or put their hands on a person. Like, you're 19, 20 years old, and this is your girlfriend. She finds out you hit something on the side. She wants to cut your tires. What gives you the right to damage my property?
That, which is a wild, wild scenario, but you're right.
Even at my age, what gives you the right to just pop up at my house and knock on my door? I've never had it happen, but what makes you think that's okay? And if somebody's in there, what you going to do?
Right. I had a young lady do that, but she was just someone, we were just kicking it. We were just doing some stuff. She came and knocked on my door. I had a girl at the house, sad, raining. I looked at her like.
In the rain?
It was raining.
You about to get wet.
I was like, yo, what are you doing over here? What you doing here? Just come and talk to me. We need to talk. I'm like, we ain't got nothing to talk about. And I got somebody over here. We ain't got nothing to talk about.
I've only had that happen one time when I was in Maryland. A chick came knocking on my door, and I had company.
Mm-hmm.
She called me a couple times that day, and I didn't answer the phone, but I had company. I was chilling.
Right.
But I'm like, what made her think it was okay to come knocking on my door?
Right. That's what I thought, too.
I wouldn't open the door.
Emergency.
I wouldn't open the door. But the girl was like, let me see you at the door, like just being funny.
Uh-huh.
Because she thinking it's bill collector, some stupid shit, or whatever stupid shit. Telemarketer or something. I really didn't think it was a girl. Mm. At first. But she looked. She says, a girl at your door. I don't got that girl at my door. I look at the door. I said, oh, shit.
It's a girl at my door.
Yeah, right? And then she was being funny. She was like, she a big one, but I could take her. And I was like.
She a big one.
Because, you know, the chick with me was real slim. She's a big one, but I could take her. I'll never forget that because it wasn't supposed to be funny, but it was funny. But she made a joke out of the situation.
I love that shit, though.
Which I respect her for because I can't control this person knocking on my door.
Right.
But what makes you think that's okay? Yeah, I've never just popped up on a woman. I popped up on a woman one time when I was in my 20s, but I didn't lock on the door. I popped up. I was in the hood. Mm-hmm. I was around the crib because, you know, shorty wasn't at the phone. I was already out drinking. So I just parked the parking lot. I saw a dude go in there and leave.
Oh, yeah.
I was sitting there drinking my drink. You know what I mean? This before cell phones was popping.
He said, I want to catch
contemplate.
Her. Yeah, he want to go catch her.
No. Then when I called her the next day, she was like, oh, I went to bed early, whatever, whatever. I said, yeah, that nigga tore that ass up. I said, I saw something who been there. I said, I ain't mad. I said, but I was riding around Durham drinking.
Uh-huh.
This is when I wasn't living in Durham.
Right.
So I wasn't going to leave Durham.
Right.
So I had my drink. I just drank. Watched the dude go in there. He came back out. Called her the next day.
Said, damn, smoked up boots.
Yeah, but it wasn't my girl.
Right. So you don't care. Yeah.
It don't matter.
I went over there drinking, and I left drinking. So I wasn't in my right mind anyway. But I came to Durham to connect with Shorty.
I know when Shorty came to my house, the other girl just came and stood right behind me while I'm talking to this chick. And I'm like, go on back over there somewhere. Neither one of y'all up for the long haul. This is a short time coming. This is short movements. But it happens, man. It happens. I know we digressed it. I'm glad we got off that Diddy shit. Switch movements, yo.
I mean, it's crazy now. And I'm not surprised. I knew Jaguar Wright was going to get more traction. I knew some of the European people would bring her on the show because, you know, what she's saying is entertaining. I'm not going to get into it, but my thing is, I think she's 50-50 on what she says.
I mean,
I don't think everything she says isn't true, but I think she's adding a lot of numbers because she's saying some astronomical numbers. And she hasn't been a part of the industry for a long time. And when she was a part of the industry, it was a very short run. Yeah, but Jay-Z kind of, you know, I'm not going to say put her on, but Jay-Z gave her a boost.
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z put you on MTV, so you sound bitter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why you wait till 20 years to just go crazy and say everything? And then she's saying.
That's like choke, no joke.
A lot of stuff choke, no joke, saying is true, though. Nobody cares. That's the thing. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Right.
Because the stuff you're saying ain't even bad.
He was like, yeah.
It ain't really bad.
You can ask Dame. This is true.
But it ain't bad. You know what I'm saying? They in business with each other. They weren't always really friends. They basically was hustle partners.
Yep.
Because if they were friends, it wouldn't have ended like that. You know what I'm saying? So everything you're saying, it's like nobody cares. They were in competition with each other.
Right.
You know, Jay-Z, it's like we can say what we want to say now because it's not in front of us. If me and Ski in a situation and somebody want to throw $1 million at him but tell him he can't bring me because they don't like what I do.
Right.
I mean, he's not going to not take that money and don't bring me along.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If that's my friend, I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't leave. If somebody told me they're going to sign me for a million, but I can't use it for a producer, I'm still going to take that bread.
Right.
But I'm going to tell him after I drop my first project, this is what we're going to do.
We're running it back.
Or when I drop this first project, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah, we're going to have a conversation real quick.
No. We're going to do a mixtape. We're going to put it in the street.
Yeah.
If that shit bubble, boom. Yep. You know what I'm saying? There's ways around it.
Yeah, we're going to have a conversation.
But think about it. Look how old we are.
Yeah.
When you're in your 20s, you ain't thinking like that. Man.
Right. That's a fact.
When Scarface and Willie D all mad, but Scarface said he did call. He said he did call and we didn't answer some shit. But then it was last minute, they changed the song.
Right.
Willie D acting all crazy. Scarface is like, what did I do?
I thought that was the most disappointing shit in our big age. When I watched that shit on their podcast and they were confronting each other, and then they haven't even done a podcast since.
Scarface was sick for a good period of time,
That's true. That's a fact.
Yeah. But that was after.
He got sick
that
again.
That was after. But I'm on Scarface side.
I was on Scarface side too.
They did 30 seconds of the song.
30 seconds. I wasn't even there long enough, bro.
Bro, how many people, when you say Ghetto Boys, I ain't talking about hip-hop people. When you say Ghetto Boys, you're really asking for Willie D.
None of them.
You know what I'm saying? And that's not even no disrespect to him.
Yo, keep it a buck. You looking for old boy, what's the midget, before you look for Willie D. Bushwick. What's his name? Bushwick. I mean, you look for Bushwick before you saw Willie D, dog.
Everybody loves the midget. No, little person.
Little person, yeah.
Rest in peace, little
Bushwick.
Person.
Bushwick, yo, when Bushwick was alive... Shit, it was happy as hell to see that Uncle Joe on stage.
This guy's on stage doing backflips and shit. He's fucking hilarious.
And even though Scarface wrote his verse, delivered that shit perfectly. He delivered his verse.
That's why people say Drake didn't write everything, but he delivers.
Right.
Who cares?
I'm not caping for Drake, but it was all R&B shit that he did that other people wrote for.
People don't really want to get the facts.
Like, it was R&B shit. What's wrong with that? His raps? He wrote his raps? The R&B shit?
That's debatable, too.
Well, how's it debatable?
Because he stole a lot of raps. It's out there.
I mean, bro, he used people's parts.
He was stealing a rap. Bro, he was using parts.
We can say that about Jay-Z. We can say that about so many people.
No, I can't take that from no old nigga, bro. When you in a session and there's 20 niggas in a...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Session. Uh-huh. If somebody give you a bar that makes sense, bro, that's not stealing nobody nothing.
No, they're not talking about that. It was like other people's songs he would actually take parts of the record.
Lil Wayne do it too.
He took Soulja Boy's whole little flow and just
he did not the flow.
I'm talking about his words and everything.
He took an intro and flipped it.
No, it wasn't not an intro. I heard the song.
This is a piece.
The name of the song was called "Kiss Me Through the Phone," bro. You need to go back and listen.
Son, I saw it. That's just change. That's just nothing. Jay-Z do that.
I'll say this, bro. It was at least 10 bars.
Yeah.
It was at least 10
he
bars.
He stole, yeah.
It was at least he 10 took. Bars. It was more than enough to say.
And it ain't just that artist.
No, it's not. It's quite a few.
Where did he ever say Rapping he Forte? Didn't? Yeah. Where did he ever say he didn't get that from somebody? Or wasn't inspired from somebody?
He's never said
it. Exactly. So what's the problem? Jay-Z will take Biggie shit and flip it into a whole record.
I mean, but Drake has never said that I got it from
Jay will only take a line. He never took the whole thing.
Not somebody's whole bar.
not the whole 16, bro. He didn't take a whole 16.
That's not a good look.
Why does it matter? Why does it matter? He's never said he was the greatest writer.
Because, he was out here saying who the GOAT.
He said he was
That doesn't mean you're the greatest writer. He's talking about performer and rapper. He never said he was the illest MC or had the illest pen. Nobody ever looked at Drake like that. Maybe they did. I don't know. Who them niggas is?
There's a lot of people out there. Yeah.
Them niggas ain't welcome here.
It's a lot of people.
Them niggas ain't welcome here.
A lot of people looked at his pen like it was a phenomenal pen. And he has called himself.
Oh, no. His pen ain't trash.
No, his pen ain't trash. And he has considered himself one of the greatest. Best rapper.
Drake.
Wayne.
Cole.
Yeah.
And Kendrick. I'm like, bro, you're not in the same class.
Ain't no just bars, man.
No, brother. This is things that he.
He's
meant.
Supposed to say that it's competitive, man. Bro. I can't believe niggas is being this picky. You can't everybody feels they the best. Listen, at they craft.
You can't say that. If you're supposed to.
That's like people mad at Cole right now because a couple of features he's done. They're saying like, "Yo, bro, we don't really want to hear that boastful rap from you no more." When the way you bowed out of that battle,
I don't get it.
I was like, "What?"
I love hip hop.
I was mad that he bowed out that battle.
I wasn't. Cause that ain't him. He ain't want no part of that shit. He was like, "I'm not gonna come out of my character for y'all."
Right. He was smart. Honestly, he had the best diss record out of all of them.
But that ain't his character.
He had the best. He would have had to keep doing it.
Cole probably sat there and be like, "Man, I can't keep doing this shit."
Bro, that whole project he dropped could have been a whole diss rep project. That shit was fire.
I mean, that's not what
that shit was better than everything that both sides dropped. And as much as I like Kendrick,
I like any artist to be true to themselves.
I agree that
he was true to himself. This ain't what I do. Kendrick is doing this shit effortlessly. He's having fun.
Yes, he is. He is.
And Drake is not even an opponent. That's not what Drake do.
Drake got to stop battling. Hey, with listen, niggas, though. He got to stop initiating the battle.
Drake do shit. I think he think niggas ain't gonna say nothing back.
Cause Pusha T took him up out of here.
Think so?
Don't. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Pusha took him up out. Yeah. I think the only person he lost to, that he won, beat, was me.
But what did he lose?
It's not about that. It's about a credibility. Yeah. Credibility.
You think he cares about that shit?
Yes.
Yeah, he
does. Yes,
he does.
Yeah, yes.
He does. Yes. Yeah, if he's
acting like your actions showed that
he was
cared.
Actually mad at the Pusha T thing. He was like,
"Yeah, he tried some street shit." Niggas was looking at him like, "Bro, that shit ain't working over there. That street shit alone, man."
I don't listen to Drake anyway, so
I used to.
I don't listen to
that. That first mixtape,
he got some
fire.
Songs.
That very first mixtape, he got a couple projects.
You the project?
Yeah, I'm a project. I listen to projects.
Can you listen to the whole project?
It depends on who it is.
I listen.
So you don't listen to whole projects?
I listen to projects all the time.
Sometimes.
I don't.
It definitely depends on the artist. It definitely depends on the artist. But I listen all the time.
I don't. I'm a project sender.
I just listen to the LL project.
I did too.
I listen to like the Kendrick.
You don't listen to it the first time? All the way through the first time?
I listened to it all the way through.
Really?
Yeah, me too.
That's why I sent it to you.
I listened to it all the way through. It was a little lackluster.
It wasn't bad, but it was lackluster.
It was lackluster. That Tyler Kwali project is ass.
I forgot about that one.
That shit ass.
Didn't I send you that?
Yeah, you sent me that bullshit.
You did right.
That shit was ass, bro.
You listened to it? It's dope?
That shit not good at all, sir. And I'm not.
Not enough words for you?
I'm not gonna say it. I wasn't. I used to be a semi fan of Talib. What's the dude's name? What's the dude that was his DJ producer too?
High Tech.
Yeah. With him and High Tech. Yeah.
High Tech was dope.
But
High Tech gave him the kind of beats where he couldn't just vocabulary to death.
Right.
You know what I mean? His beats actually had a nice place, hope, bridges.
Yeah,
You know what I mean? If you give
that beat was
crazy. They gave you rhythm and melodies.
I know it was, but that shit was crazy.
If you give Talib straight beats, he's gonna vocabulary to death.
Yes, definitely. Yep, that was.
So fine. I mean, I don't know what Hot was doing.
They was doing in the rain. Yeah. He don't produce a bunch of acts. He been, but he
no, but
actually
his
behind
name
the
hasn't
scenes.
Been out. That's what I'm saying.
No, because he's super behind the scenes. He had. I think after Talib, he was working with some girl artists. He had a bunch of artists floating and doing stuff for film and shit like that.
I get it, but him and Talib,
Game and all them.
Yep.
Yeah, but him and Talib just had a sound.
They had a
like
great
P-Rock
sound.
And CL Smooth have a sound.
Yeah.
No, P-Rock and Common, I don't know. Just
I like that
end P-Rock up having a sound.
Like that album is actually like
but
good.
P-Rock and CL Smooth have a sound. Guru and Premier like had a sound. Certain connections have a sound.
Yeah, man, that Cold in the Street. That's the song that introduced me to Guru.
I mean, chemistry.
That was the song. Right
chemistry
there.
Is something you can't buy, man.
My cousin played that record for me, and I was like, "Who is that? Oh, you don't know who this is?" I'm like, "Nah, I don't know who this is." Joker gave me the tape. Go ahead and rock that. Man, I played that tape so much I had to buy that shit again for my cousin, yo. I bought it for a CD. Like, yo, huh? Bro,
you
CD,
think about it, Premier.
It was crazy.
And Guru, it's like Premier hasn't, on a grand scale, done a whole album with an artist, has it?
I know he works with Royce. Yeah, he did 2-3 albums with Royce.
Those are EPs, weren't they?
Nah, no, it was four albums.
He did the whole album.
Yeah, they did whole albums.
He did that Christina Aguilera album.
Yes.
No, I'm talking about hip hop. I'm talking about R&B.
Okay. He did full album for Royce. I think he's doing something for RJ Payne coming up soon, a full project with RJ Payne.
I mean, the climate is kind of different though.
Because of the type of beats he makes.
You think that's what it is?
I think the type of beats he make is back for us hip hop wise.
I think he
gets
back in there with Nas too.
Yeah, it'd be fire.
They haven't said it the last 5 years, bro.
I think, this time I'm gonna go. I think it's because of what Nas did with Hit Boy, and I think Nas is gonna keep that process going.
A joint ain't the same as 10 records doing an album. But
that's why I say I think they'll do it this time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Nas saw success that he. Yes, we love Illmatic Nas. You know, I'm an I Am guy. I Am Nas.
That's fine. We love those. He's 50 now. It's okay.
But what he did with Hit Boy was something I don't think he ever really did.
And a lot of people don't like the Hit Boy.
But that shit was successful for him.
But you can't please everybody.
Yeah, I don't care what people think. But that shit was successful for him.
You like Nas with Hit Boy?
It was successful for him.
It was, for the most part, yeah.
And it opened him up. It opened him up to a demographic that wasn't checking for Nas.
I know all of that, man. But answer the question, Jack. Did you like the damn thing, man?
Most of it. Some of it I didn't, but most of it, yeah.
Bro, if it's solid. If I give you a 10-song album and you like four records, I gave you a good joint. You can't tell me you like half of it.
Four songs, that's ass.
I'm talking about four.
Ten
that stand
out of ten,
and four stand out. If most of them, that's six.
Most of them was good. Yeah.
Some of them were misses. King Disease 1, 2, Fire. They did a bunch of projects together. I think they did four.
Five of them, because they did Black Magic too.
Yeah, Black Magic 1 and 2.
I don't listen to albums like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, King Disease.
1, 2,
they
and 3.
They did three, yep. Black Magic yeah, 1,
they,
2,
they,
3.
They did five albums.
They did quite a few joints and did the trilogies and shit like that, and which I liked. I thought a lot of it was good. I think King
Disease. Should he use Hit-Boy again?
No. Not right now.
I think he's run his course.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think he's run. One or two songs, but not whole projects anymore.
So he should do a whole project with Premier right now?
I think that'd be good. 10 records.
That'd be good.
10 records, just Premier?
Yep.
Why not have Premier, have P-Rock?
Nah, I don't hear that.
They ain't fucking with each other.
P-Rock shining right now.
But P-Rock and Nas ain't fucking with P-Rock right now.
Oh, I forgot. You're right.
Yeah, and they did something online recently. They did some old young nigga shit on the internet.
Yeah,
I was like, what y'all doing, son?
Yeah, they can get through that, but I forgot about that.
Yeah, we'll scratch that.
Yeah, that's a dub.
Pete Rock suing them. Yeah, Nas ain't got time for that shit.
I wonder why Pete Rock suing them, man.
Said he ain't get paid.
I forgot. I saw the rant.
Said he ain't get paid for the joint he did.
Yeah, but is Nas the one that didn't pay him, or was the label?
Probably the label.
Then why do you blame Nas? Well, Nas don't write
the
shit.
Talking about the first album?
First album.
Yeah. You complain about the first album? Yes. Nigga, you better take that shit up with the label.
Yeah, Nas don't own that shit.
He wrote it. He probably said the check.
He probably said some shit. Nas was like, I ain't got to do what that shit say.
Right. I'm pretty sure he did. Think about how many producers didn't get paid.
I'd be like, fuck out of here, man. You better go to holler at MC Search or somebody, man. Leave me the fuck alone.
That's the nigga who ain't on that project.
Holler at Searchlight Publishing. I don't know nothing about this shit. I don't cut no checks.
And I'm not about to cut out my personal money to appease you, bro.
What you need to hold something, nigga? What we doing?
That shit that him and
let's do this new album.
Knife Wonder was doing was fire.
With what?
That shit. Pete Rock. That was Pete Rock and Knife Wonder when they did the little video.
Yeah, it's like four parts.
That shit was fire.
It's a record store.
Yeah, that shit was fire.
I looked into it. It's a record store. If you didn't see it now, they have producers come in there and play records and they record.
Like
it.
Literally digging in the crates.
So they're really digging the crates and talking, and it's dope because
chop up
a lot of people that's really, really into this hip hop, they want to hear the producer.
And they talk about the records that they did that people was like, oh shit.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know you did that. Yeah.
Yo, quick question, man. What y'all think about right now, Cam Newton and Shador? They're not really on the same page. Cam ran up to Shador to dap him up right before the game, and Shador told him, you got to remember all the stuff. You be talking crazy.
I don't think he Cam addressed was talking him. Crazy, though, bro. I think some of these people are too sensitive, man.
You think so?
Yeah, man. I mean, you when you play a sport,
uh-huh.
when you do music, you are for critique.
Right. That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Just like now. If somebody says my clothing line is trash or something, I mean.
Right.
Now, if it's somebody I know personally and we got a relationship, you're trying to take food out of my mouth. But when you have a show, when you're talking about football, you know, I don't think it was nothing he said that disrespected him as a young man.
I kind of do.
What did he
but
say?
But I get what you're saying.
What did he say?
That was disrespectful.
I wish I'd have found the video.
It depends on what he said.
It's talking about what he said and how he said it. Talking about a 20-year-old kid.
It's what he said and how he said it.
Because
he was like, He was like, is anybody really checking for Shador? Like, yeah, he was like, and this was before all of the success of this year and some of the stuff last year. It was like when they first got to Colorado.
I don't even think it was like, that bad, bro.
He was, nah, the way he said it was, it was a lot of hella condescending.
Sean, we on this show, but we say shit that saying. Somebody can say that.
But guess what, bro? I'm not going in nobody's face and trying to be all happy, happy, dappy, dappy. Don't talk shit about me and then run up in my face. No, it's all in the same. That's all in the same place.
You extended the topic. That's a footnote. Now, if you're going to be heavy critical of niggas,
right?
Don't think you're going to walk in the locker room like, hey, my nigga.
That's what he did. He ran up on him. What's up? And he was like,
no, I'm with you there. But what I'm saying is what he said, I don't see nothing wrong with that. If you're a person
if I could
that
find
played
that
this
shit,
game, I heard it. I just thought you was going to have different input on it. A person that played at that level, if he wants to critique another quarterback, he can do that.
I'm
but
you
can't be that heavy critical and expect a young man to smile on your face.
That's my issue. Because
he doesn't know your intentions.
Nah, right. Right.
Now, if I said something and I think it's out of pocket, yo, I would have called him directly. Like, look,
but
that was my analysis. Boom, 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 boom.
But that, I don't know. We must have been looking at two different criticisms.
We just took it different.
Because that the criticism that he gave, it wasn't an analysis about my game. It was literally breaking down me as a person.
What about that surprise with Cam Newton saying it, okay. bro? That's how he carries himself.
No.
That level of arrogance,
ain't no doubt.
When has he not been that arrogant?
Ain't no doubt then. No,
that's cool, but that don't run up to people and expect them to fucking
I don't want
to
shake your hand.
Take you in.
Nah, don't
I'm not, see, yo, listen, Dot, it's like you, hand, it's like you talking like shit about me.
Y'all acting like I'm not hearing you. What I'm saying is, what he said ain't no wrong with it. But him expecting everybody to accept it is wrong. Everybody that critiques sports is going to say shit that will upset
my
athlete. A lot of these niggas are too sensitive.
Critique me about my game.
Not about
the way you were trying to, the way I felt like he was critiquing was like a person. Critique me about my game. The way I backdrop don't work. I don't really read defenses all that great. Granted, he can't say that.
That's still perspective.
But that's still breaking down my game. He was breaking this boy down like, hey, people don't really like him like that. That's personal.
And how do you know?
You know what I'm saying? You don't be around me to know me like that. That's personal. Don't break me down personal. That's like Feinbaum, the white dude. He shitted on Colorado. They ain't gonna be this. They ain't gonna be that. They He definitely ain't gonna beat.
That's his opinion.
He didn't think they was gonna beat UCF. Cool. That's an opinion. I thought that was good. Then he came back and said, I was wrong.
Cam could do the same shit.
He should, but he hasn't because of ego. And that's the biggest problem with us, I think, more than
anything. I'm not agreeing with that part. What I'm saying is, and I said this to you plenty of times when we podded, when you podcasting and you talking, a lot of times you may say some shit and when it's over and be like, maybe I shouldn't have said it that way. But you can't expect everybody to accept what you say.
That's a fact.
But stand by what you say.
I don't think you should stand by what you say. If you was wrong, clear it up. Clear up your wrong.
Evidently, he don't feel like he's wrong if he didn't clear it up. That's what I'm saying. If you're not going to clear it up, stand by it.
I agree.
Stephen A. say a whole lot of crazy shit.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, Ski.
I'm going to say, if he came at Shador a certain kind of way,
right,
he can't be mad at the way Shador responded.
Right.
It goes both ways.
He shouldn't have been on the field.
And Travis.
Got a big game to play.
Right.
He shouldn't have been there.
But you know.
Neither one of them.
You know the access bro, there.
Listen,
you know Prime really fuck with Cass.
Not after saying that bullshit. Dumb young men.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A millionaires.
Yeah, y'all definitely.
Fuck you.
I agree this.
I don't need you for shit.
Not a
I don't need your critique. I don't need your cosign. I'm already making $3 million a year, and I'm in college.
And I'm a better thrower than you are. So we not going to keep. We not going to talk back
about
it. That's definitely not debatable.
No, that's not debatable.
That's
definitely not.
That's debatable.
I like Cam. I'm a big fan of Cam. Been a fan of him when he was with the Gators.
Well, he can't throw that ball like that boy.
He can't.
I want to see him play against better competition because I like Shador. I just hate.
No, UCF was a very good competition. It was undefeated.
That's one team.
They played against more than just them.
I want to see them play against great competition. That's all I said. You out here being defensive like these young niggas. I didn't say nothing bad about them. I want to see them play against top level teams. That's all I'm saying. How's that a bad thing?
I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but that's not the only top level team they played against, though.
Well, they took that L from Nebraska pretty good.
So. They did.
That's my point. I want to see him play against top level teams. I didn't say he's not a great quarterback. I didn't say he won't be a pro.
He'll definitely be in the league next year.
I mean, it's a lot of bum ass niggas going to be in the league.
It just depends on where he going to go at, one or two.
A lot of mock drafts got him as low as 15. They got Travis Hunter going one. I just looked at a mock draft yesterday. I was shocked how low Shedeur was.
Well, who mock draft you looked at?
He's not going to be.
Because the last mock draft I saw him was going like two or three.
The last one I saw was Pro Football Focus. That's the main spot that the NFL looks at. They had him at like number 15. But it changes every week.
Right.
Why it's number 15, I don't know.
Yeah, he won't be around for 15.
Nah.
Somebody.
It depends. Good quarterbacks get drafted low sometimes and still start. It depends on what teams need. If a team needs an offensive lineman, they're not going to draft him. If a team's really trying to run their team. Or a team might make a trade and go lower.
At the end of the year, we'll see how the draft lines up.
The draft never ends the way niggas think.
No, it never does. But he's not going 15.
I mean, okay.
He's not going nowhere near 15.
I mean, so we all knew Caleb Williams was going to be number one.
Yeah. And he shouldn't be, but
you said he should be.
He shouldn't be.
Why?
His game does not showcase he should
be. You felt like that when he was in college?
Yes. I didn't like his game in college. And I didn't like how he gave up, especially in the end of the season, both times.
So mock draft right here. Maybe I was wrong when I said 15. Let me see.
Who mock draft you looking at?
Oh, my God. I need my glasses.
You on old nigga stats? You got glasses?
Nah, they got him number 21.
I wear
readers. Nah, they got him at number 21.
Well, what mock draft is that?
Pro Football Focus. I told you that. Number 21. They got Travis Hunter number one. I'll just send it to your phone. You can look at it later. But it changes like every week or so.
I don't focus on pro football. I like CBS, real.
Pro football focus is what most people look at for analytics and shit like that. It's what it is. That don't mean they right. It's still people. It's still people's opinions. But they got a reason for him being there. Next week, he might be eight. Next week, I doubt he go any lower than that.
CBS got Shedeur going number two.
Okay.
To the Giants.
Oh, they need it bad.
Travis Hunter don't. Definitely number one.
It don't make sense to go to no damn Giants. I'm telling my pops, no.
No.
Fuck is you talking Miami. About, man? You bugging.
I'm just saying who need a quarterback.
I don't give a fuck what y'all need. I need to live. Fuck wrong with this nigga, man. Hey. Fuck wrong with him, man.
Yo,
come put me out there to die.
Tua.
I'm just saying.
Since we in sports, Tua. Should he come back?
Come back where? Coaching?
But I'm asking, should the NFL step in if he wants to come back and play? Should the NFL step in or should it be up to him?
And if I have to step in, the doctor shouldn't clear him.
It looked like he's getting cleared.
Well, you can pay somebody to clear him.
That's true.
I would have my team doctors straight up and down. Look, don't clear him. I don't give a fuck. I'm not putting him out there.
But they trash right now.
I don't care.
And they only look good when he was there. I get what you're saying.
Nah, you ain't down on my watch. Fuck that shit.
That's what it feels like.
Then the whole family going to sue you for $100 million. Then what? And they're going to win.
They're going to make him sign something. They're going to make him sign something.
They did the same thing with BB. Remember BB from Buffalo? Kept getting all those concussions.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
You went way back.
I am a football guy.
Well, I was two years old.
Yo, my thing is this, though. They're going to make him sign something.
Don BB.
Yeah, he went back. BB, I had to think for a minute. I was like, oh, shit.
He was the first person to wear the little soft thing on his helmet.
Yeah. That's what they're going to have him wear.
I was three. How old is you, Jack?
If you were three, I wasn't here yet.
Right, this guy.
Wow. I wasn't here yet.
I remember Don B.
Me too. Yeah. But yo, that's what they're going to end up making him wear. That soft thing on his head.
He does not need to play, man.
He doesn't.
At all.
And that last hit, was not DeMar Hamlin's fault, neither.
DeMar Hamlin shouldn't be playing.
He ducked down and hit DeMar. I was like,
man, DeMar shouldn't be playing.
Concussion from his head hitting the ground.
That man can get his concussion for opening the refrigerator too fast.
Listen, man.
He should not be playing, man.
You think DeMar shouldn't be playing?
DeMar down on the field.
I think that.
Like, that's a lot, my nigga.
I think that Tua just doesn't have good field awareness. Because he already had the first down. Just fall.
Right. His concussions have been.
They've been bad.
Right, but they only been a few super hits. It's just. About concussion
anytime
is this. Once you get one, you're going to have more than one. Once you get one, you're going to have two. Once you get two, you're going to have three. And it's going to continue. Your brain is not supposed to shake around in your fucking head. That's what his brain doing. He getting hit, and that his brain loosening up and hitting his inner walls of his head.
Bro, the best thing that happened to Tony Romo was Dak Prescott. Lose your starting job and just quit playing, bro.
Yeah.
He's wearing a jacket to protect his back.
Everything.
All that shit. He was out there like Iron Man.
He was.
Go home, my nigga.
Yeah, you're right.
You rich.
You're right.
You're going to be a vegetable.
So this guy got real problems every week.
It's, ain't that enough, man?
So Tua shouldn't be playing.
Tua shouldn't have been playing this year.
I agree.
We had this conversation last year.
We did have this conversation.
Do you think Tua's coming back?
And he came back.
You know what I'm saying?
And he looked good. He was looking good out there. He was looking good. So it's like, all right, bro, looking good out there.
He just don't know how to fall.
He damn sure
don't know how to fall. Daniel Jones does? I just named quarterbacks don't know how to fall.
Like, why are you bringing up Daniel Jones?
Because most quarterbacks don't know how to fall or slide. Robert Griffin didn't know how to slide. See, RG3, gone.
That's why he out the league.
Told him to slide.
Told him knees up.
But you got to think. See, sliding is a baseball thing.
Right.
It comes natural to those guys to actually just do it. So, for a football guy, they actually have to be taught.
How to slide. That's why what's his name slides. He slides very well at the Chiefs. What's his name? Mahomes. He played. He could have been major league baseball player.
Russell Wilson the same way.
Same thing with
Russell Wilson
Cardinals.
Will never have to slide again.
Oh, he's done.
Yeah, he's done. He's no more slide.
Justin,
only thing he slide
Justin gonna be on that field. That's it. Man. Justin gonna be on that field.
He sliding them yams. That's it.
Hopefully, Sierra stick with him long.
I don't know. She want to see him on the field.
Dog, that dude signed for $1 million.
Yeah, just for 1 year. So I mean, he got.
She's not happy about that. You
That's
took
not
a pay
bad,
cut
though.
To be on the bench.
That's 1 year.
Yeah, that means you're done. She didn't even play this year.
No, you're talking about a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
So what?
That's his fault.
For the league minimum.
That's his fault.
Yeah, but the Broncos cashed him out. He's all
right. Right.
Oh, yeah.
And the Broncos did him dirty, too. But
that's true.
I think that coach did him dirty.
Sean Payton did him dirty.
Yeah, Sean
Payton.
I understood for it, bro.
Bro, that's the Broncos.
You ain't talking to me like that on no sideline.
That's the Broncos.
What are you going
to
do?
You're not going to do that.
What are you going to do?
Oh, nah. I slapped the cold turkey shit out there.
That's how football coaches talk to the players.
Nah.
No, not like that.
No, they don't.
So Mike Tomlin don't be cussing them dudes
out?
No,
he don't.
He
don't
talk
like that.
He talk to the men respectfully. Yeah, he don't do that.
Tomlin don't do that.
Respectfully, you ain't shit.
Tomlin don't do that shit.
You suck.
And he was all in his face pointing and shit. Man,
was I didn't see that.
Out of mushed as he was, bro.
Yeah, bro. He was
out of mushed him. But you know that? That's all I'm about to say. You know who you could do that to. You know who you could do that to.
My problem, on a serious note, my problem just with football or anything in life, when you hire a new coach, CEO, whoever you get in charge, they want their own team.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I done been on management teams where a new VP come, and he got rid of all of the management team except me. And I'm sitting there like, God damn, he gonna fuck everybody.
He want his guys. He want his guys.
Yeah. He want to create his own squad.
I get it.
They should have made it clear in the beginning and found him a team.
Right.
But they just put him out there to make him look bad so his value would go down.
But then he didn't look bad.
Right. He really didn't look bad.
This is my problem.
End of the season, the first season, and the second season, he looked good.
The media, because I got in debates with several people over this that were telling me he looked trash.
He didn't.
I said, look at his numbers.
He didn't look
Everybody's looking at how Sean Payton ain't happy with him.
Yeah.
And it seemed like the media, was told not to give him any positive reinforcement.
He even said, he was like, they told me not to play. He was like,
they asked this man to take a pay cut after beating the Chiefs.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't want you, bro.
I'm not taking no pay
cut.
Who's
doing that?
I love what he told him. I ain't
he told
no
him,
cut.
I'm not taking a pay cut. I just won one of the biggest games of the year.
I think he won,
and you going to come after that?
Yeah.
I think he won that.
Take a pay cut?
No, he definitely won that.
He got cash.
He's just not going to be in the league after next year. But
he got $39 million
yep.
the deal.
And then picked up that quick M. That's why he took that league minimum.
Russell Wilson got a chance to go to the Hall of Fame.
If he didn't get fake hurt, whatever the hell was wrong with him, he would have been on the field right now.
I think he was hurt.
Said he strained his calf or something like that.
No, his feelings hurt, man.
Yeah, that's what's hurt.
He tried to get on the tippy
toes.
Hey,
man, I'm loving what Justin Fields is doing. I ain't mad. I'm going to say this. As an Eagles fan, I'm going to say this. And y'all know I'm an Eagles fan. I wear my hat
still
all the
nation.
Time.
Still a nation. You know who he is, man. This guy quit his team.
Let's go Knicks.
Bum-ass team. Steelers.
Let's go Knicks.
Damn, Steelers, some Cowboys.
Baby. But yeah, he quit his team.
Who like the Cowboys?
I definitely want – this is probably bad to say, but I want them to bench – Jalen Hurts for 2 games.
You can't bench a quarterback for 2 games. If you bench him, you just bench him.
I
think he's overrated? My son said he's overrated.
I don't think he's overrated, but I definitely.
Man, the coach's ass, man.
The coach is definitely ass.
Let's just put that out.
So Jalen Hurts isn't playing good because the coach isn't good?
and we don't have the same offensive coordinator from the time that he was playing well. We're not running no schemes. Our
whole organization is bad right now.
He Where the fuck he went to? He had another team. I know he's somewhere doing well, too.
Let me
had another team doing damn well at
this
that.
This is what y'all get this year, and I'm going to tell you why. For the last 10 years, I've been hating the Philadelphia Eagles because they've always had an excellent coaching staff.
And we don't this year.
They're trash.
This year, they're trash.
Yes, they are.
I think it's
our
time.
Our whole staff is trash.
It's time. It's time.
You got a head coach that doesn't coach.
No, right. It's fine. It's time. It's time. It happens, man.
No, we don't scheme.
The best quarterback in the NFC right now plays for the damn Commodores.
Commodores, yeah.
That is a damn blasphemous statement.
The Commodores.
Y'all call them the Commodores?
We call them the Commodores. Okay. Yeah.
Lionel Richie is back.
Yo, he out there slinging that pill.
Easy too, like son. Sunday morning.
He out there slinging that pill, good. Dog. 89% he looking good.
Completion.
Dog, when you got the old.
I mean, it's 82%, but it's still high.
When you got the old quarterback coming back to hug you, like. Bro,
yeah, it's real.
Good, Doug Williams said, fuck this.
You doing good out here.
I'm about to meet this young man.
You doing good out here. You looking good.
Bro, 82% completion is damn near impossible.
And they scheming. They scheming so well.
That team was so ass before he got there.
It was ass last year.
Look who the coach
year before that.
Look who the coach though.
I know.
He came from.
Look where he came from.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he came from LSU. That's kind of like a pro style offense.
Nah, but I'm saying, look at the coach. Who the coach?
Who's the coach?
Dan Quinn.
Yes,
Dan Quinn. From the
everybody do well when they lead the Cowboys.
Yeah, Dan Quinn.
Everybody does good when they lead the Cowboys, bro.
See, at least Dan Quinn is coaching his team, not the.
I don't know what the Eagles is doing.
Man, that guy.
No, but the problem is Dan Quinn really wanted to coach the Cowboys. Because he has a relationship with Jerry Jones. But Jerry Jones moving too slow. Dan Quinn said, you know what, man? Fuck this.
Yeah.
And now it looks crazy because he's actually doing a good job. Yeah. And we got a defensive coordinator that needs to coach your son's school.
Zimmerman?
Fucking ass, man.
It said Zimmerman was supposed to be some kind of defensive guru.
Nah, we need to leave him alone because I got him from my
fuck
son's,
all this.
My son's school. They doing pretty good.
Let me tell you something, man. One thing I'm going to tell you that I like the NBA is doing.
Mm-hmm.
They not hiring these old niggas no more.
Nah, they stopped all that shit.
The NFL needs to stop hiring these old-ass coaches, man. These young dudes, these creative minds, need to put them out there. Put some old people
except
up
for
in
Andy
the booth
Reed.
Somewhere.
Except for Andy Reid.
Andy Reid ain't old yet, though.
Because
he's still
Andy
winning.
Andy Reid is in the 80s.
But he's still winning.
He is.
If he start losing, then tell him so.
But let me tell you something that's going back to football, though, was winning these games now is you got to run that ball.
You definitely going to
run
that ball.
Here you go.
Running the ball is not – it's old school
it opens
football.
It opens up everything else.
It's old school football.
Because now you're defending the run.
And if you ain't running, you ain't winning.
Hey, you see what old boy did over there with the Ravens. Derrick Henry took off, bro.
Derrick Henry should not be on the Ravens.
He looking good.
Yeah, they cheating.
They finally doing
right. No, he should not be on the Ravens. That ain't where he's supposed to have went.
He's supposed to have been in Dallas.
But
they never called him.
He where he's supposed to
be. They never called him.
We could have got that man for $6 million.
They never called him.
Well, he got eight.
He would have took $6 million, bro.
Nah,
yo, they never
he
not, you know what y'all did? Y'all wanted crop top. He wanted to go. He wanted to go. He lived in Dallas. He didn't want to leave.
You get $6 million for the first year, then they'll renegotiate.
Mm-hmm.
If you see this is what I understand about Jerry.
Y'all wanted crop top.
This the last thing. That's because he's a great blocker on third down and shit.
Belly
like
button
that.
Rings.
That's all. They only paid him like $2 million though. They ain't paying nothing for him. But what I'm saying, this is what I understand about the Cowboys. If you play well with the Cowboys and Jerry Jones likes you, he's going to overpay the fuck out of you.
Yes, he is.
But if you're a great player and you need that great player, he'll say, we don't have the money.
Yep.
Yo, kick this old-ass nigga down the stairs, man.
Michael Parsons, bitch ass.
Nah, Michael Parsons is a legend. Fuck first ballot Hall of Famer, you wildin'.
You said first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he is. He needs to go to another team.
Fuck Michael Parsons.
No, because what's happening is that team is making him look bad.
Oh yeah,
because
yeah,
he's won against everybody.
Because these almost sacks don't count.
Mm-mm.
They don't count.
I hear you, but you from a Steelers perspective, I don't want to hear that bullshit. I'm gonna tell you why it's bullshit.
Why?
J.J. Watt has a defense that frees him up.
That boy nice though.
That boy nice.
Stop
playing.
That boy nice.
The defense
nice
frees
now
him up.
That boy nice.
That boy nice.
Nobody's listening. Now
no, we ain't listening.
You're
that
talking
bullshit
off of the topic.
You want
to they scheme
that
to. That's not shitting on him. They scheme to free him up so he can use his talent.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed.
and listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Y'all got to stop him.
You just determined not to listen to what I'm saying.
I'm low-key defending that. Fuck
JJ Watt. Because neither one of y'all want to listen.
Bring back his bitch-ass brother.
They're scheming to free him up.
Yeah, that's what he's supposed to do, Dave.
Exactly. Michael Parsons gets double and triple teamed, and everybody else is acting like they can't get the quarterback.
Get to it, Micah.
If somebody else could get the quarterback, he couldn't get double teamed.
Get to it, Micah.
This ain't no get to it. When you how often do I get double teamed every
he
game?
He get tipped every game. He gets chipped every play.
You said chipped. I said double team and strangle. You know yourself. You be texting me. Damn, they strangling Micah out there.
They do be fucking.
They headlocking Micah out there.
Let me fucking Micah up.
Now you want to act funny because the mic is on, man. You ain't shit.
Testing, can you hear me?
I ain't going to lie to you. They be fucking
Come
Micah
on,
up.
Come on, man. Let's call it for what it is. And I'm not even saying
man,
that.
Micah dope. He just, hey, man.
He on the wrong team, man. Hey, yo, listen. Fuck that. If I'm Micah, I'm like, yo. Y'all give me some help or trade me. Now DeMarcus Lawrence is hurt.
Right.
What you hurt from? You ain't been playing.
Hangnail.
Well, he was tired last year. Oh, remember? Bitch.
Hangnail. Hangnail, dog. Devontae Adams.
Yeah, this bullshit he said. I
know.
I'm
trying to let
him
go.
That's what he said.
He did say that. He did say he was tired.
He said we was tired.
He did say
that. I asked for it. I started it. I asked for it.
He did say that.
It's on me. I asked for it. I should have said nothing about nothing.
He did say that shit.
We are tired.
He said that shit,
what? He said it.
He did say it.
I know he said it, nigga. I ain't want to hear it again. That nigga ain't been shit since he cut his dreads.
Oh, my God.
That's a fact.
Hey, man, what's
punk ass Kip Bayless used to call him DeMarcus Lawrence.
Yeah.
Or DeMarcus Lawrence Taylor.
I'm so glad Skip ain't around right now.
I miss Skip, man.
What was y'all first?
I like Skip drama.
What was y'all first pick this year? First person y'all picked.
This year?
Cowboys.
Sure how much y'all care.
Who's the first person y'all got?
I have no idea, bro.
I told you about it.
This year? No, I ain't telling nothing. No, hey, man, hey. Next topic.
Say it, nigga.
Goddamn long snapper.
I forgot about that shit. He ain't shit.
Yo. This nigga called me on the
y'all
phone.
Y'all did pick a long snapper.
Yo,
Shane, what is going on, son?
He called me on the phone acting like he had to tell me something. So I'm like, what it is, Jack? Let it spill, man. Let it be told. He said, y'all drafted a long snapper. I said, what? Man, what the hell y'all? And he kept talking about it. I said, Ski, I don't hear this shit.
Unbelievable.
Then, I'm going to tell you, I flipped it on him. I said, a long snapper is a valuable piece to a roster.
Oh, here you go.
You got to have a solid long snapper.
He kept saying it.
I did.
I said, he's really believing.
I really feel like we
did. Did I lie, though?
I really feel like, here we go. Because long snapper is
a wild statement. Hey, yo.
So tight end is better?
Definitely.
Tight end is better than long snapper?
Definitely.
Wide receiver?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Football got some gay ass names.
Oh.
Hey, yo.
I'm just saying.
I got a time stamp and listen to this shit.
Yo. No, you don't. No, you like
that.
Oh, he ain't no time stamp nothing.
I got to fix that.
So you ain't time stamp nothing.
G-A-Y word.
I don't know where that is.
Hey, man.
Long snapper. You wrong for that, bro.
Devontae Adams. He want to leave the Raiders.
Jerry Jones said he don't want him.
Nah, I think he should go to the Saints. I think he'd be with his boy.
He can go to Jets then.
That was the other person on the
thing. Yeah, he wanted to go to the Jets. He did.
No, he wanted to go to the Saints.
He didn't say where he wanted to go yet.
Well, the list. Up
shit. Well, he said that in the summertime about the Jets.
Yeah,
he
now
said, I will be like to reunite with my boy.
He wants to go to the Cowboys.
Ain't nobody going on down Cowboys.
Because Jerry Jones won't let him, which is crazy to me.
Why is that crazy to you?
Hey, man, he just paid somebody $250 million.
Who?
What's that boy name?
Dak.
Who the?
Yo, QB for the future, dog. He ain't going nowhere. All that money they paid him because ain't nobody else picking up that bill.
He ain't going
nowhere. Nobody else picking up that bill, dog.
Play Trey Lance, man.
Ain't nobody else picking up that bill.
Pay Trey Lance, bro.
For what?
Why not?
Yo,
what you gonna do?
The Raiders got to get a QB. I don't know what they banking on. Like, why they haven't.
They can get
Dak. They haven't got a QB yet.
They can get Dak, bro.
Who's that quarterback? Minshew?
Yeah.
Who?
Minshew,
bro.
Ain't that dude from the Eagles? With the funny mustache?
He was,
yeah.
My team.
Oh, they just trying to sabotage my man. They trying to sabotage my man, yo. Yeah. Look at the black head coach and do that bullshit. They got rid of Derek Carr for that?
Yeah.
Derek Carr was not a bad quarterback. Nah. Me and Ski talk about this shit all the
time. He wasn't. But actually, you know, the coach at the time didn't like Derek Carr. What was his name? It was our old boy.
But he ain't there.
No, he didn't. They fired him like right shortly after.
What makes Derek Carr back? Derek Carr could throw that thing.
He could throw that thing.
And what are you doing with the Saints right now?
Throwing that thing. All over the place.
Throwing that thing.
Throwing
everywhere.
That thing. All over the place.
Throwing that thing.
All over the
place. What are we doing here?
He's throwing that thing, bro.
Hey, yo. He's throwing that thing.
Throwing that thing.
Yo.
He's throwing that thing, bro.
I like Derek Carr.
Me
too. I wanted the Cowboys to get him.
He's a good quarterback, yeah.
I was like, I'll trade Dak for Derek Carr.
You're going to get a serviceable QB.
He don't get in the way.
No.
And he could throw.
And he can win games for you. He's going to win a game. He's going to at least win one game for you.
I hate quarterbacks that are scared to throw the ball downfield, man.
It goes back to what I just said.
Yep.
If you can't run the ball, you're going to lose. If you're dropping back 40, 50 times to pass the ball, you're in bad shape already. That means you're losing.
Come on. Pat Mahomes can throw the ball 95 times and still win.
But they don't. They don't. They run the ball a lot.
That's because the damn referees cheat.
No, the Chiefs actually run the ball a lot.
They do, but the referees cheat.
They run the ball at least 26 times a game.
No, the referees cheat. The referees is wild, though.
So the Eagles never used to get favorable calls?
I'm not saying that. It's the difference between favorable calls and just blatant wild calls.
The Chiefs are box office, so it's going to happen.
So we're just going to do some wildness in the call play.
The Brown doesn't get wildness?
Why are we bringing up LBJ?
Because he's box office.
The GOAT.
I'm just saying, what's box office?
Oh, he's box office.
Yeah, he's the GOAT.
Oh, he old Michael Jordan.
I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. And we can debate that.
Oh,
we can debate that all
wild,
you want to.
That really can't be debated because nobody says anything that's going to change anybody's thought.
Nope.
People just believe what they believe. I don't even think it's worth debating. You just believe what you believe. It's cool.
Hey, man, we saw what we saw.
I know, that's why I said it. And then we see LeBron. And then we saw LeBron. And then it was like.
We seen it. I won't even hit any close.
No, it's past close. It's past close.
Did a lot of losing, baby.
Huh?
A lot of losing when it mattered the most.
MJ didn't do a lot of losing when it mattered the most?
Nah.
You a goddamn liar, dog.
Not once you started winning, no.
Nah.
Once he got that team together?
No, he didn't get shit together. That's when they got that team together.
Once he started going to the finals.
That team had a Hall of Fame coach.
What you mean? Yeah. You're supposed to build a team.
So name a Hall of Fame coach that LeBron's had.
But that's kind of by choice because LeBron been dancing around from team to team. He's a hired hitman.
He went to only three teams.
He's a hired hitman, bro.
How is he a hired hitman?
He went to Cleveland twice. He drafted there.
He started drafted
there,
went back. He went to Miami, spent mad time, won chips there.
He's a Hall of Fame coach right there.
And then who?
Spoelstra.
He wasn't when he had LeBron.
Yes.
Guess who made him a Hall of Fame coach?
Bro, and now he's a Hall of Fame
now
coach,
he's,
bro.
He just became that. He wasn't that when he just got LeBron.
He's still a Hall of Fame coach.
He was there. He's been there for 10 years.
So that means he's not a Hall of Fame coach.
He's been there 10 years inside the fuck. No,
he won a championship.
He is now.
He won a championship.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
No, he did not. He was not the coach when he won that chip.
Yes, he was.
No, he was not.
Pat Riley wasn't the coach?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Look at the thing, bro. Spoelstra was not the coach when Miami won their first championship. It was Pat Riley. Spoelstra was the fucking stat keeper. He was the stat man.
No, he was the video guy.
Stat guy, video guy, same nigga.
No, it ain't the same nigga. But yeah, behind the scenes, he was the video guy.
Same
Pat
guy.
Was the coach in the beginning.
Yes.
Spoelstra came after Pat.
Because they got rid of goofball Stan Van Gundy ass. They got rid of Stan. Pat Riley took
Pat
over,
the
won
office.
The chip,
Pat came out the office, yeah.
And stayed there for a little while, figured out the process, and then moved Spoelstra in.
Tony Allen said Alvin Gentry is like the worst coach ever. I disagree. I think Stan Van Gundy is.
Yeah, me too.
I think he's horrible. I like Jeff, but Stan is horrible.
Yeah, I like Jeff.
And I hate when he calls the games.
Oh, my goodness.
The only reason why I don't boycott is because I love basketball.
Oh, me too. I can't say it. When he talks, bro, I get so upset.
Firing Mark Jackson made me not want to watch anything else.
So now I don't even watch it on the network no more.
I got to watch it on the Fire Stick because I'm not giving y'all no views.
Yeah, they shouldn't have fired. They shouldn't have fired Mark Jackson.
And then he's supposed to be working for MSG, and that went south. Right.
We could talk all night about the GOAT, though. You know how that
goes. No, I don't hear nothing about Michael Jordan, bro. I'm not even a LeBron fan. But some people are just disrespectful in how they talk about the guy. Nah. You know what I'm saying? LeBron.
He's a great player now.
Hey, no, listen to what I'm saying. And I've said this to CS before.
Oh, shit. My bad.
Michael Jordan had a team built around him to accentuate his skills.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron hasn't really had that. You know what I'm saying? He had it in Cleveland when it worked. He had it in Miami when it worked. You got to have spot-up shooters around him because the way he plays, he's going to dominate the ball. And within 5 seconds on the clock, you're going to be open. You got to knock them shots down.
And Jordan went to get the Pistons. He wanted to get the old Pistons players play on his team.
You got to get players that fit. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know why LeBron don't have it. Look at the Lakers. It don't fit. No, where your spot-up shooters? Where your defenders? Where your rebounders?
Well, they got rid of everybody when they won the championship. They got rid of everybody.
Okay, agree with me, like, yeah. Acting like you're not. Where the fucking players at? You had JaVale McGee and Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
Perfect.
They won the championship.
Yep. Two big men that can run and do the shit nobody else want to do because they're not trying to be stars.
Yep.
You got rid of both of them.
No, they could do everything that AD doesn't do. Everything that AD doesn't
do. He can pay too much money to do the dirty work. He ain't there for that. He's been a finesse player his whole career. Everybody wants to turn him into a bully. It's like we're calling Anthony Towns. He's soft. Nigga, what you want, Charles Oakley?
Call Anthony Towns called. Oh, you talking about Carl? I'm thinking of Boogie. I'm finna say, like, Boogie called that nigga soft? Boogie ain't called AD soft. That's Boogie, his man.
That Boogie play 3-on-3 in Budapest.
Bro, I put online
recently. He out there playing point guard.
I said, Boogie is playing any place that's going to help him showcase that he should be in the league right now. Bro, just give it up, bro. Anything. It don't show nothing.
That
just
3-on-3 give it up, shit. Bro. And you scoring 50 points with 45 rebounds in Japan ain't showing me nothing either.
Nah. Get you a couple
last minutes. Year, I kind of wanted the team to take a chance.
Right. I think he could play.
He's not going to sit on the bench and be anybody's 12th man. That's what he'll be in the beginning. And if somebody gets hurt, they'll give him a chance.
Right.
But his body's not going to hold up to like an 82-game season. Like Dwight Howard just wants to play somewhere and play defense. He's cool with it. Dwight Howard will do it.
But I think his body will hold up.
Dwight Howard's body will hold up. But Boogie won't.
Nah, Boogie don't.
Bro,
Boogie looked fat on a 3-on-3, dog. Boogie looked fat on a 3-on-3 game. I was like, some people just.
Boogie's one of them people that always look like they out of shape. In his best shape, he just looks like he's out of shape.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? But Dwight Howard, I want the Knicks to get him, man. As a backup center? Come on, man.
That look good.
No,
y'all going to need it.
Nobody guarded Joker better than Dwight Howard.
Facts.
Carl Anthony Towns actually did a good job guarding Joker or whatever. Because Joker get frustrated, he's not going to really kill you.
Because like y'all might end up losing y'all big man. What's his name?
We ain't going to lose him. If anything, we're going to trade him.
That's what I'm saying. That's still losing.
Oh, yeah, but he plays 50 games a year. Like, fuck out of here.
That's still good, bro. 82-game season, you playing 50 games.
That's not good.
Play the 50 games that matter.
That's not good when you don't. No, he doesn't, though. That's the problem. Playoffs, he wasn't there.
You got to stagger. You got to stagger him.
That's coaching. You don't know when they're going to get hurt. Listen, you don't pick the game, you get hurt. Amen. He didn't play but like 22 minutes a game.
If I know you only, the past 2-3 seasons, you only played 50 minutes, you only played 50 games, I'm going purposefully stagger your minutes and move you around.
How do you know when he's going to get hurt? He only played 20 minutes a game.
I'm gonna go ahead and get rid of
him. You're not listening to me.
I know I am listening to you, but it still don't matter. It's all about preventative measures. If I know preventatively we need to move him around, I'm gonna move him around.
You can't prevent an injury prone person.
I'm not talking about injuries though. If you're doing preventative measures, I'm not paying you 26 minutes. I'm gonna play you 20 minutes. I'm gonna move you around.
Anybody 26. He has bad feet.
$50 million a year, and you ain't playing 82 games. I'm getting rid of you.
Mitchell Robinson ain't getting 50, but he got bad feet. You can't save bad feet. These 7-foot niggas, when their feet start fucking up, that's it. That's it. You can't save a foot.
We'll see, man.
Ain't nothing to see. He gets hurt every year. He's never had no healthy seasons except maybe his first 2 years. Came right out of high school, so nobody knew he had bad feet because he came right out of high school. They got bad feet. And now, you got bad feet. You know what happens?
Doctor.
No, listen.
The good foot doctor.
When you got bad feet, what happens? You gain weight because you can't work out. Your feet fucked up. Then
but
he comes back.
Out something, he look pretty good or something.
Yeah, his feet is okay now, but he can't play till on fucking like December.
That's good, though.
I think December or January.
It don't really matter. It's part of the early part of the season. Don't matter.
Nobody cares.
After
as long as he's ready for the playoffs.
Christmas and after, it don't matter.
They just want him for the playoffs.
There we go.
They'd rather he be hurt in the beginning of the year.
You just actually said what I said.
No, but that's not because they're not staggering the minutes. He can't play.
That's because he's still on injured reserve.
Nigga's out of shape. They don't want to try it. He's out of shape. He's fat.
See, look, that's a plan.
That's not good.
Keep you on the side for a while.
Bro, niggas ain't trying to pay you no $15, $20 million and you don't play, bro.
It fit in the budget.
You got to get off my team.
I'll trade that nigga and get Dwight Howard right now.
Immediately.
How the hell you get 4.5?
That's why you ain't the GM, nigga.
How you get 4.5 offensive rebounds a game and you average 8 points?
That's not his role.
To get offensive rebound and put back, nigga.
That's his role. His role is to get rebounds.
Roll
play
your
defense.
Ass. Roll your ass away from the
that's
Knicks.
That's his role, man.
Roll your ass up out of here. How about that?
Yo, I'm so glad y'all ain't going to never really do nothing. So I'm just talking shit.
Oh, nah,
I love that
now.
Shit.
He hating now. Watch that.
Y'all ain't going to sniff a championship. I love that shit.
How you figure that out?
I love watching y'all get so hyped.
The Celtics is shook right now.
As soon as the playoffs kick in, y'all get sacked.
Celtics is shook.
Celtics looking at that shit like, yo, we've been having that that bitch ass nigga number his whole life.
Who?
Not worried about no fucking big cat.
Who?
The big purr. Somebody said he was a big purr.
Nobody said that. You making up
bro,
shit,
bro. I'm not bullshit.
You talking that crazy alternative shit right now, bro.
Somebody called him a big purr. I was like, yo, fuck out of here.
What Charles Barker called Anthony Davis? Street clothes.
Street clothes.
He earned it, though. He earned it.
He earned it.
Street clothes.
But he played over 70 games last year, though.
Yes, he did.
Well, give him credit when he do good, though. That's my only hate about critics. You can knock him for being hurt.
I think Charles did. I think Chuck did. He did.
Oh, maybe he did. But Anthony Davis played a full season last year.
I think they said last year, doing inside the NBA too, in it.
Last year. They trying to figure out something with
Them.
They changed their mind.
Trying to keep it together.
They said it was over, but now they're trying to find ways to make it work. But anytime a big man play over 70 games, man, that's a good look, bro. The way these niggas just be hurt all the damn time. Joel Embiid never played 70 games. He's always hurt. Nobody talks about it because he's heavy. He's too heavy.
No, everybody talks about it.
He's too heavy. But when he plays, he cooking. Never seen no out of shape fat nigga drop 50 in the playoffs.
The sad part
bro.
Is, it's two motherfuckers that stay hurt on that team now. Paul George and fucking
George played 70 games this year too.
Finally,
he did his thing.
Yeah, but he averages like 45. He had a scan of years where he was just hurt all the time.
He was hurt all the time. He finally played a full season.
Nobody played a full season. Contract year.
Yep.
And he got a new contract.
So guess what?
Watch him get hurt this year.
50 games.
He told his wife. I don't even think he married. He told his wife when he went home. Yes. Baby, you know, my knee hurt like shit. Watch what I do.
We with the 76ers.
Watch what I do.
Him and Joel going to be out back to back.
So what y'all think about Kawhi?
I ain't never been a fan of Kawhi.
Why did he retire, man? He wasted my time as a fan.
I ain't never been a fan of
him. You see what Paul George did? Paul George said, look, bro, you ain't never on the court, man. I got to go.
He wanted to stay.
Yeah, Paul.
He told him. He said, "Yo, give me what y'all giving Kawhi."
That means he wants to go.
And they was like,
"That means he wants to go."
He was like, "Up,
oh, we gave this to Kawhi and it wasn't worth it. So why would we give it to you?"
No, they working out a new contract for Kawhi right now.
Cause now they desperate.
They done.
Hey, the Clippers as an organization have always
made
crazy
moves. Ben Simmons threes, boy. Ben Simmons
every
out there
summer.
Ben Simmons.
Every summer, yo. Only way I would try Ben Simmons is if I can get him for the league minimum.
Shoot threes, bro. Every summer.
If I can get him for the league minimum.
That boy clutch. I would get him.
I mean, because he's still on a big contract.
Yup.
But I'm going to tell you this. If he come back full strength, man, he's going to shock the world. Because the games he did play, he was like a triple-double.
Yeah, he looked good. He looked good.
His court vision crazy.
He ain't got to shoot threes. I don't know why everybody feel like he got
to
shoot threes.
I'm going to tell you what I think he need to be, though.
Layups. Defensive plays.
I put him on the Nuggets.
Passing. Shit.
He'll hoop on the Nuggets.
That'll make him look crazy.
Ooh. Ben Simmons.
Yo,
they don't need him to shoot.
In a pick and roll, him and Joker in the pick and roll.
Put him on a playoff team when he ain't got to shoot.
That'll be crazy.
Him and Joker in the pick and roll would be disgusting.
Does he already like the pass, too?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro.
Put him on the Nuggets.
In a pick and roll, all you can see is the bounce pass.
Oh,
it's right here.
Oh, I freaked that shit. I sent him ass to Memphis to play with Ja.
Nah.
Why not?
I don't know.
He ain't even got a shoot over there. You probably get tired of Ja.
That's all. There we go. I say send him to Dom.
I say send him to
Golden State or not Memphis. What's the other team out there?
He can't play
West?
With Draymond.
The Kings. Out there with the Kings.
Nah, I changed the
game.
Yo,
the thing is, yo, he'll beat Draymond ass. That's the difference is.
Well, Ben Simmons fight.
Like Ben Simmons actually can fight.
I'll tell you what.
When he choked out the big purr. You remember that?
I remember the big purr choking out Embiid.
That did happen.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
so
yeah, that did happen.
How soft can a brother be?
Remember Rudy Gobert got choked out too.
Rudy Gobert soft though. So I tell you though, put Ben Simmons with the Spurs though. Let Pop get to him.
Shit.
You either going to sink or swim, bro.
That's a level of development. I don't know if he's ready for it.
You going to be a great player or you just going to quit?
Yeah, because Pop goes, that's going
to with Wimby?
Yeah. Woo. He already got
Man, you know how many alleys he going to throw to Wimby?
You know he got what's the name already out there? You know Chris Paul going to be.
I mean.
Discount double checking all game.
I hope Chris Paul does okay. He has a wonderful family.
He going to do fine, man. He always do good. He just stay hurt, too. Stay hurt.
They were terrible with the Rockets. They should have never did that.
You think he was terrible with the Rockets?
Him and James Harden.
I think they was beefing, but his numbers was good. His numbers wasn't bad over there.
Well, he's
when you go to personality wise, that's the difference. That was you got a player that liked to work, and then you got a player that's liked to be at the strip club. and dribble, dribble, dribble all day. So it's no, you can't scheme. You're not running no plays. It's just we're going to watch him dribble.
You can't go to strip club and still be a productive player?
That's it. I don't know.
Larry Bird drank beer after every game. That's a different Jordan time. Wing got Hennessy and cigars.
Different times. It was only
10 I mean, you're a professional. You're a professional or you're not. It was more than 10 seasons. I ain't tripping. 10 you could be a professional or you're not. They ain't got, you go to strip club, still be a professional.
That nigga ain't professional.
Patrick Ewing was always out there with them hoes.
That boy ain't professional.
Stayed in Magic City.
That boy ain't professional, man.
Who ain't professional?
Harden.
He keep getting max contracts.
Hey, man, sometimes it's who you know, not what you know.
There's no way I would pay that nigga to be on my team, bro. No way. I'm just guaranteed not
to win. That's why I don't like talking to you.
Guaranteed not to win, bro.
Yo, you do that damn devil's advocate shit so much, says like, hold on. That's why I believe it. Then you'll go and throw the, no, throw I'm the
tell
bullshit.
You
so.
I'm tell you, didn't I tell you he likes to tell you that your trait is his? He the devil's advocate. You heard it, right? See, when I tell you shit, I'm not going to tell you nothing that I won't say in front of him. So I'm going to make it clear. I told him. I said, he devil's advocate all the time. And then be trying to tell me, you always do that shit. And I'll be like, what?
He said, I'm going to play devil's advocate right now.
I'll tell you what I'm doing it. He do it all the time. And then be like, you always doing that shit. And I'll be like, yo, shit. What the hell is wrong with this guy?
Well, yo, man, we ain't got much more, man. Shit, it's been over an hour.
Man, it's been 4 hours.
Hey, it's been over an hour. You got anything you want to end the podcast with?
Shit, no.
Oh, shit. Ski, you got anything you want to end the podcast? Man, yo, any words of wisdom?
Everybody just tune into the Black Male Podcast, man. Y'all going to enjoy it. These guys really rock out, man. Y'all check them out.
We in a different location. We're not at my spot, so where we at, man?
We at the complex up here in Durham.
Yo, I mean,
get my boy Rome up.
Shout the place out, the address, give whatever they need to
1500 East Club Boulevard.
There we go.
Durham, North Carolina. There we go. Check us out.
Yo, whenever y'all watching this, we're going to have the official launch October 27th. You know what I mean? It's going to be recorded. We're going to have a video. We're going to get it together. It's going to be a nice event. All right. LoveMad1985.com. TradeOutMusic.com. All right. Be a difference. Make a difference. You are the difference. Love makes a difference. Love mad.
There we go. All right, guys.
Yeah, he trash. He wearing somebody else's
clothes. Once again, I'm called Sean T.S. is who I am.
J. Dot is who I am.
Boom. All right, we out. Peace.
Yo.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.